Blog Talk Radio.
This Friday that the DJ turn up, yeah, let's go out.
Allow me to introduce me properly. Hey. I'm Piano Man at the top. I sit opposite of you. So what you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I light you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Kiss up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a hairy on like Tyler in Medina. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan. Ask Mercedes, I bend you like compressor, man. You be falso while I get low like your five heartbeats rapping cause you breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't housing hard. First time that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, this is going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
After that first time, the next time gonna be, it's gonna be my place to your place, no matter. I don't care who's around. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Like a tyrant, so the stick of race is misery. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my splendor. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Meeting in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Feel my stock rising in return, it makes me act confident. You can call me Google and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results immediately. First time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Hey, my sex is schizophrenic. Means I make your body multitask like a bowl of Cheerios. Nothing but them all in fast. Baby, ask about me. Give my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that body water. Take me in, lose yourself. Taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. Mad because of my mad slipping the reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go all out? I'll stay the course. Yeah, you're right. I'ma stay in dream until I find it. So that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't matter. I don't care who's around, long as it's going down. It's your boy Piano Man rapping Lawless Entertainment. You're on the grit grind with TL. Get in. What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? Well, you know what it is, baby. It's the chairman. Lawless Radio's online. Y'all know it to be right about now. Call a friend, tell a friend, and bring about four or five friends so we can get it in, baby. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local comer. Underground, unsigned, independent music. Y'all trying to get that music played? Y'all know what to do. Go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. It's that easy. You know, people often say they have problems with the Submit Music tab and all of that. Music at lawlessradio.com. Probably simpler, right? But make sure that you say in there that you give us permission to broadcast your music. You're not following us, why not? At Lawless Radio, wherever you go. At Lawless ENT, wherever you go. You can also follow me at the Chairman TL. Hey, kicking off the show, man. I won't say I didn't want to do the topic. This was actually supposed to have been start next week. It's a two-part series. But for today, lost a little cousin last night, Daquan Connor, rest in peace, my little cousin, 19 years of age, gunned down in Chicago. And today, you know, just on Facebook, you know, in between times, you go on checking messages and everything. And my girl, Sherry Hooks, she posted that she lost her niece last night, 18-year-old girl, Milwaukee. Not Chicago, but, you know, Milwaukee, you know, is being called Ilwaukee and Kilwaukee, you know. And when you think about the two circumstances surrounding both of their murders, it's crazy. One that said, my cousin is said to have happened as a result of a car accident, an argument. You know, after getting in a car accident, you know, turning to a person, gunning him down. We've gotten into a car accident. You know, this is the part where we exchange information or we go ahead and alert the authorities. You know, what about this to constitute us now to kill each other up? We were just blessed to survive this accident, but we still have a fatality. For Sharon's niece, named Leanne Taylor, you'll probably check it out on the news or maybe magazine. I'm saying newspaper or whatever the case is. But she is a young lady. Had an argument with a customer. He was he wanted to return something, but policy states that you need to have a receipt. The young man was agitated. You know, and him and his girlfriend, you know, returned. And they walked into the Dollar General and they shot her up behind the counter. And again, let's go back to what I just said. She's working at a store, you know, because oftentimes you hear so much stuff about, you know, it's gang related and gang this, gang that, and all of this here, you know, and that gets played up. You know, I mean, if you listen to anybody, you know, a 2-year-old that's in his bed, sleep, who accidentally catches a stray, you know, had it coming because somewhere in his immediate future, he was going to be in a gang because he lived in a gang-infested neighborhood. You know, this is what the media and anybody else you talk to, you know, that are not right there, you know, being emotionally attached to the situation would say. She's at work. And again, you have policies, guidelines, and things at your job, and your job says, hey, if somebody's returning, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now, she can't just take this back. She can't just take this back, you know, and lose her job. You're not going to take care of her. She's got to eat.
this is the reason for her having this job, you know. But nonetheless, an argument ensued. They said the argument was between the young lady who was with the young man, not the young man who was returning the item. But they came back and the young man shot her to death. Okay? 18 years of age. Again, my cousin, 19 years of age. And we're talking about our kids. If I seem to be a little unfocused, that'll be the word. If I seem to be a little unfocused, because I'm trying to make sure that I walk right on this, because for me, it is very personal. I've lost a number of family members. My little brother. Everybody know I stopped performing as myself, T.L. Core, and I became B.A. Crazy, honoring his name. He was gunned down also. But have a number of family members left and right that are being taken out. And I'm not losing family members to old age, to cancer, to anything like that. I'm losing family members to, you know, living while black members. And it's very agitating because when you listen, you know, you hear everybody comes out, you know, when the police kills a person, everybody comes out, you know, that is a travesty. This is, you know, wrong. This is something we all got to, everybody know that I'm not a giant Candace Owens fan. I'm not a giant Candace Owens fan. But as I said on a number of shows, when you really listen to some of the things that she's saying and you take your emotions out of it, you know, she said, you know, we are very, very aggressively pointing at white nationalism and racism as being the oppressor for us here today, when it is not. It is actually us. I know hundreds of people, and, you know, just to scratch that fact, I did a song, Cicero for Life, on my X Mark the Spot album in 93. The song Cicero for Life, toward the end of it, I acknowledged the people that I had lost during the 93 Folk on a Hustler Vice Lord Wars. And anybody who lived in Chicago during that time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, when I did the shout outs at the end of the song, even though I left names out, just the names that I acknowledged was well over a minute. Okay? These were all the people that I knew personally. And I can say that I know hundreds of people who have been murdered, not died. That's a difference. I don't count people like my friend Delvin, who drowned to death. I don't count that. I'm talking murdered. I have yet to know a person who has died at the hand of a white man. I have yet to know a person who has been gunned down by police. But again, let's go back. 48 years of age, I know hundreds. I didn't say 100. I say hundreds of people who have been murdered. And I have yet to come across that person. You know, so we have a problem within ourselves. And that was the problem. That was the reason for me, I guess you can say, fast tracking this show. Because I really want to talk about it. Kelly, thank you. Kelly says she's definitely going to lock in. Salute. She said, I love when you have shows like this. It brings out something in your voice that is very sincere. So I am locked in. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. I won't say it's sincerity. It's more so trying to not cry on the air. You know, like I said, I know too many people who are being slaughtered, and we're being slaughtered. You want to scream, you want to cry, you want to lose it. So sometimes you even just want to, let me just die so I ain't got to wake up and keep living this, you know. So I appreciate what you're saying, but it's just, this is a painful topic. Topics like these are, I'm a father of five, I'm a grandfather of six, which means that I have a lot invested in this world. I have a lot invested. I need to see my kids make it home. I need to see my grandkids bring me great-grandkids. So it is very emotional. Let me hit the line because I got a lot of people. Well, I only got one person trying to talk. Let me get this one. I got a six.
Sorry, wait, is that auto?
Who I got on the line?
Okay. Hold the wait. Take me offline and give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
Hey, you got it. All right. Hey, that's LSO. I knew that area code looked familiar. Hey, I got another one here. I got a 312. 312-468. You're on with DL. 312-468. Okay, I guess you're shy. Hey, when y'all hit that number one, it gives me a question mark. If y'all just calling me in to listen, don't hit that number one. That number one mean you want to talk to me. You know, but again, going back into what I was saying, you know, it is horrible. I put it out on a number of groups that I'm in just to ask, you know, because until we collectively come up with some solutions, then collectively we're going to continue to feel the sting and the pain of these actions. You know, no matter how you look at it, I'm sorry. It's gonna affect you one way or the other. I did a poem which actually turned into a song, and it was talking about basically it was just I'm sorry, Mama. And the song basically looked at these murders, you know, from different standpoints, through the eyes of the mother of the murderer, through the eyes of the mother of the victim, through the eyes of the daughter of the murderer who will become a mother, through the eyes of the daughter of the victim who will become a mother. And it just basically addressed the different pains, because these are different pains. You murder and you go to jail, your mother is suffering with you. Now you have that daughter, she's suffering as well. You know, the murder victim, that pain never leaves the family. So we're talking about this one action with such rippling effects. And why is it the norm or more natural to go to the ultimate? And I say that that's the ultimate. If I'm arguing with you, I fight you, you win. I fight you, I win. Nonetheless, we've gotten this off our chest and we've gone our separate ways. Now, it's either two things that can happen from here. We can both agree that this has been resolved from this fist fight and go on with life, or that rematch. And I remember being a kid, rematches, you know, always happen. You know, like, man, I want some more of you. You know, I want some more. But you can't have a rematch with the courts. You see, you cannot have a rematch, you know, with a dead person. You know, so your immediate response was to end this. Reading through a lot of the posts, it is so natural, I guess, for us to go to conspiracy theories. You've seen this even with the Nipsey, you know, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. But everybody went right to conspiracies. Oh, well, if you play this one song backwards and you hold your ear, you know, in the upward position, you can hear when you play it backwards, this is this, that. oh, well, do you remember this one time when he said blah, 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 and all of that? It's so easy for us to do that. And that's the thing that I found people doing throughout this post, you know, and it's talking about how the government, the white man, and all of this, you know, basically setting us up to kill each other and all of that stuff there. And all of that, it sounds good on Facebook, and it sounds good on TV. You know, even the theoretic, you know, posts that were responses that I got where people were saying, you know, how do we know that these are not cops that's killing all these kids up, you know, and how do we know that, you know, this is even, you know, being done by us? And those are good questions. But when you catch the murderer and the murderer turns out to not be a cop, or the murderer turns out to not be an undercover Klansman, then now again, the question goes back to why? The question goes back to how do we fix it? The question goes back to how did we get here? How did we get here? Question. I'm gonna get y'all a couple of songs and we're gonna come back and we gonna chop it up. I mean, like, let it off. I don't have all of the answers. I haven't even heard all the questions. Okay? So let's go ahead. Let's be real about this, because this affects all of us. You know, like I said, it's a two-part series. This is part one, and then next week we'll be coming back, you know, with part two. And if I need a part 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, for us to talk about this, then I don't care. Again, this affects us. This affects us. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but look at movies about the future. Look at movies about the future and tell me the common denominator. One is they all know karate or kung fu or whatever, but there's always one or two of us. You see what I'm saying? There's always one or two of us in the future. So how do we get to the future and there's only one or two of us? You see what I'm saying? Just pay attention to the future movies. You know, sometimes they say that art imitates life, even when life is always imitating art. But somebody's got to know something, and I mean statistically, just watching the way things is going, oh, yeah, I can see us. I can see it. I can really see us wiping each other out, and we need to have conversations like this. We need these type of conversations, not finger-pointing, not accusations. We need conversations. Hey, I'm gonna get y'all. I'm gonna get some music for y'all, man. But I'm gonna hit y'all with one of these poems from LSO. What in the world does that say? What? Ain't no who? Yeah, we not hitting y'all with that one. I'm gonna hit y'all with this one. Yikes! I'm gonna have to listen to that one though. It's Lawless Radio. Grit Grind with the Chairman.
Mental masturbation. The term fucking my brains out now makes sense. Fuck me with telepathy. Have my brain cells scrambling to answer. My brain waves are going crazy. I don't know if I'm coming or going. What am I feeling? Wait. As if you're touching me, but you're not here. My thoughts are hiding and I'm coming. I'm masturbating to your tune. The throbbing of you fucking me. Damn, I'm spanking my own ass. I'm pulling my own hair. Damn, wait a minute. Ooh. This shit is so good. I'm muffling my cries right now. Yes, I love you. Yeah. I like you. I lust you. It feels so good. I'm enjoying it immensely. Wait, I'm rotating my hips and gyrating. I'm bucking. Damn, wait, no, wait, the rush I'm feeling, I feel you coming in me and my fluids rolling down my leg. The thickness has me sticking to myself. Oh, this is mind-blowing.
I think I need a shower now, y'all. It's Lola!
I've been going through a whole lot of troubles, man. Trials and tribulations. I'm just trying to be a better man. looking for a better day. Let's go.
Somebody help me, 'cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Somebody help me, and sometimes I gotta swallow my pride.
But I'm innocent, working with the expectations of being filthy rich. I done stumbled and failed, but got back at it. To the streets, I'm addicted just like a addict. I wanna make a better way, live a better life, be a better man while making my girl a better wife. Murder rate high, kids killing kids. It's bad when your homies living better in the pen. Every day that pass, I'm getting older. Faith getting weaker, heart getting colder. Maybe I ain't got what it take and won't acknowledge it. Safe to say I waited too late to be a college kid. So I gotta man up if I wanna eat. Get the wind under my wings, ground beneath my feet. This can't be life, 'cause I ain't living well. I wanna break down, but can't, 'cause I refuse to fail. Both. 'Cause
it feels like I'm dying on the
for help, but this a cruel world. They say life is a bitch and she a cruel girl. So the clan be trying to help the land deep, but the rap game is slow, looking for plan B. And they say a real man don't cry. Man crying probably told that lie, 'cause I cried like a baby when I found out my man got popped, and cried more seeing him in that box. Boo boo, I blame me. If I made pop, you wouldn't have been around. We would have been on the road rocking plenty crowds. So I feel like a failure. Didn't get to tell you that I love you, 'cause you will stand up. I can't lose another brother, so I gotta work hard, be a better son to my mother, be a role model for my son and my daughter. Lord, help me get it all in order. I'm begging out. 'Cause
it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
Watching the news each and every day, and I'm crying like a fool each and every day, and I feel like I'ma lose each and every day. Wish I could hop on the broom and just fly away. The front yard of our home should be super safe, so our kids can play and not catch a stray. My heart go to them babies with deep sentiments. Them kids lost their life and they was innocent. So we gotta step it up, gotta put the weapons up. Knocking off our own kind really ain't helping us. I done did dirt, played that hand, walked away when I could save that man. With all of my years doing wrong, if I can save our land, I'ma die trying to save our land. That's effort though. This a new day and I'm going all out. If you're real, you gotta feel it. Help me as I call out. Both. 'Cause
it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Somebody help me. 'Cause it
this is the realest song I ever wrote. Got on this track and I'm pulling my heart out.
Real one, never been fraud. Real. Always chose money over broad. Money. From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved. Get it. I was tall, finished with a star. First I crawled, then I walked, then I bought. Now my shit, boom. Real one, never been fraud. Okay. Always chose money over broad. Uh-huh. From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved. Yeah. I was tall, finished with a star. Yeah. First I crawled, then I walked, then I bought. Now my
Look
shit,
out of boom. State. Show up late, make them wait. From the bay to the... I always get my way. On the interstate, feeling out of space. Bitch, you out of my way. Eating every day, no dinner plates. I'm just winning like yay. Got my my own cash, got my own crib in a car with the bass. Needs and wants fulfilled on top of all the bills and my child support paid. You the type to rather fake it or portray. I put in the work and make it my forte. Went from having a stash it under the mattress to the combination safe with fingerprint access. You niggas is back with.
Wait. Real one, never been fraud. Real. Always chose money over broads. Money. From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved. Get it. I was tall, finished with a star. First a cross, then a walk, then a ball. Now my shit. Boom. Real one, never been fraud. Okay. Always chose money over broads. Uh-huh. From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved.
Yeah.
I was tough and it's where it starts.
Yeah.
First I crawled, then I walked, then I bought, now
came
my
up in
shit.
The South with visions of making it out. Feeling just making my rounds, breaking it down. Yeah, go in and hate on the style, just watch it to stay out your mouth. Your best ain't good enough, stop all that playing around. Violate my space, I'm laying it down. No pulling up, popping up, spraying around. Nigga, I'm kicking you out, loner. Excuse me, I would like to make a toast to me. Shot of Jackson is back to the bag, grocery. From locally to overseas, they notice me. On the road to be globally, only taking those close to me. Smoking weed wherever the fuck I please, like I'm supposed to be. You smell it screaming before you even see him, you know it's me. 4 to the 3 to the 210, calm down, city lips, you gon' blow. My chick pretty with a bit culo, plus she with it if a hoe get too bold. Getting too sold off Bombay and Nouveau. Paint a mural with the rhyme, visual woo flow. Nigga, you know that I do it sumo. And I got my whole team with me, so don't get too close on a
wait. Real one, never been fraud.
Real.
Always chose money over broads.
Money.
From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved.
Get it.
I was tall, finished with a star. First a cross, then a walk, then a ball. Now my shit. Boom. Real one, never been fraud.
Okay.
Always chose money over broads.
Uh-huh.
From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved.
Yeah.
I was tough and it's where it starts.
Yeah.
First a cross, then a walk, then a ball. Now my shit.
Fell up in the bed with my neck on froze. Looking like a nigga blow a check on hoes. Never playing over green, just attack mobile. Bitch, I'm acting bougie, hoes attracted to me. Life's a movie in these retro clothes. I walk the stage and I flex on hoes. Step on the scene and I step on toes. Where you being, nigga? I ain't left yet, still in Texas. Home with the youngest, book a nigga to Facebook a nigga when they steal your necklace. Grown money, had to switch the message. Jay Prince, we protect investors. Had to let you know the first, sir. Check the numbers, nigga, it's progressive. Woo! We been stacking all day, boy, what you been on?
You been on.
Like I'm worth a meal, she take the Uber home. She asked where I reside that time, but I'm moving on. Nigga, I just died. I lied, it's the Truman Show. Tell the truth, a nigga more like Harry Truman.
Like Harry Truman.
Something hot about Japan, my niggas booming.
My nigga booming.
You nigga know I did a track with Lona Lewis.
Ha!
Shouldn't have left me in the stew alone with Lewis.
Wait. Real one, never been fraud.
Real.
Always chose money over broads.
Money.
From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved.
Gotta get it.
I was tall, finished with a star.
Get it.
First a cross, then a walk, then a ball. Now my shit. Boom.
What?
Real one, never been fraud.
Okay.
Always chose money over broads.
Uh-huh.
From the clothes to the cribs and the cars with the system. Boom. If you want it all, gotta get involved.
Yeah.
I was tall, finished with a star.
Yeah.
First a cross, then a walk, then a ball. Now my shit. Boom.
You getting dressed and just appreciate the view. They ask why I let her go out alone. I say I don't feel no pressure, cause I know she's coming home. And my is home, so she's always trying to house it. Anything she puts on her body's the perfect outfit. Who's
I don't see the problem if she wanna party. Put on
the Empire. Home.
She just wanna dance. She just wanna dance. She just wanna dance.
but she's coming home.
She's giving me the ride. She just wanted
Girls want me and guys want you, so here's what we gon' do. She do her and I do me, but she gon' do me too. So I let her do what she please. Nigga, please. She know that you ain't got nothing on me.
Nothing on me. Me, she know she'll leave you in a second once she see me with diamonds in my necklace. Like, she wanna dance, so I go and lower the limbo. Slap her hand on the ass, make it crash.
Would you sign
like
this?
A symbol lie.
I don't see the problem if she wanna party.
Sexy clothes and go and move her body. Shout it. She do what she please. Please, she's coming home to me.
I don't see the problem.
Come on.
yeah, baby. Uh-huh. Let me see you dance. Let me see you dance. Come on. Yeah. Antoine R&B. Uh-huh. Clap, 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 clap. Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah. I know you love us now.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man, I kicked off with that poem from LSO, man. I'm going to have to hear some more of that. I'm going to have to hear some more of that, man. We're going to have to get that in, man. Hey, I got my man Nate. My man Nate said, oh, man, dude, where you break that out from? As soon as that started playing, man, shout out Nate, man. Shout out to my man Nate, man. Violator All-Star DJs, man. Chi-Town, stand up, man. Hey, but I mean, you know, going back, I'm just reading through a lot of the stuff, and, you know, you hate to use the term delusional because you never want to tell anybody what it is they believe or what it is they think. You know, you can't do that, you know, and I mean, I believe that we all are entitled to think and believe what it is we think and believe based on, you know, the information we receive. I mean, that's the way I do mine. I can't take your word for it, you know. Let me look it up. I'm big on it. I do the same thing to my kids. Me and my son, earlier today, 18, just talking, you know, and he's just talking about, you know, a lot of the stuff that he's seeing, you know, Facebook as far as Nipsey, you know. Like I said, prior to any of this happening, if anybody followed my page, you know, I was always sharing a bunch of the different videos and things that he was doing prior to his death, you know. But my son's seeing, you know, like now it's like a wave, you know. He saw him, you know, only online, and now it's a wave. Everybody's sharing stuff, you know. And, you know, he's talking about, man, do you really think the government killed him because he wanted to make the documentary, you know? And my response to him is, why don't you go and research the doctor? You do that. You know, now let's find out who it is you're talking about before you start addressing, you see. So it's processing based on information, and that's just going back to what I was saying. You know, I don't want to call people delusional, but just a lot of the responses that you get, and I'm going to try to filter so I don't, you know, keep giving you the same responses reworded. Lacey says, you know, kids have no direction, no one to really teach them about consequence of actions. You know, I could dig that one. Darren said, these dudes are clowns because they shooting don't make them gangsters. They need to learn to fight. And I'm gonna go back to Lacey's. And I can honestly say I can agree with that. I can agree with that. I do a lot of different things with kids. I got schools back home that I've adopted, you know, to help pay for graduation fees, send kids on field trips, and things of that nature. And no, I don't go out on Facebook waving a flag and any of that stuff there, because that's not what I do it for. I do it because I was one of them poor kids in the same school. Matter of fact, it's one of my grandma's schools. I was one of the same poor kids in that school that couldn't go on the $1.50 field trip. So I make sure that nobody feels the way I felt when I couldn't go on that $1.50, you know, field trip. When you're talking to these kids, you know, the basics of life sometimes when you're talking, it's like the first time they've heard it is when it's being said by you. And that's not the way it should be. When you're breaking down jewels to these young men and women, when you're breaking down these jewels to them, the first time they hear it shouldn't be from a stranger. And oftentimes that's the case. I did this speaking engagement a few months ago. and was just basically, basically I started a rumor in the class, when I first came in, told the kid to tell the kid that my feet stank and all of that stuff there and let it pass around. Everybody's passing, everybody's giggling, everybody's telling each other, my feet stink. Everybody's happy to pass this information on. But now when you ask, why did you pass that on? When he told you that my feet stink, pass it on, why did you tell me? Young lady said, because it was funny. So because it was funny, you elected to make fun of me. You elected to make fun of the person that is standing here in front of you who actually came bearing gifts. While you're laughing at me, you're holding one of my T-shirts in your hand. So now things kind of turn serious, and that's not where I wanted it, but I wanted that shock effect. Because don't you realize how things can go from 0 to 100? And I wanted to show that part. First and foremost, let's understand that words have power. We got to understand that first. Let's set the tone with that being our base right now. This is the foundation that we're going to do this entire, I won't call it a lecture because it's free open what I do, pretty much like the show. I'm just me. But we're going to build on top of understanding the power of words, okay? And we're going to understand how words can make you happy, words can make you sad, words can make you mad. Let's understand that. And the more and more I start going into explaining about, things like common courtesy, empathy, the more and more I went into that, you had the deer in the headlight look, and one of these days I may do it on Facebook, share the letters. I love to get the letters from the kids after I speak. And when you read through the letters and you hear thank you, nobody ever put it like that to me. It's like, wow. You really want to know why our kids are lost? I'm sorry, parents. I got to start with us. I got to start with us. See, I've never taken my job as a parent as being a parent. I'm a teacher. My job to the day I leave here is to teach my kids. I teach them through my actions. I teach them through my words. I teach them through everything I do in this life. I teach them. Now, I can either teach them good, bad, right, wrong, or whatever the case is, but nonetheless, I'm teaching them. So now, when you make the argument that kids today ain't nothing but punks, which is rampant throughout this entire, each group that I have posted this in, at least 2 to 3 different times, this is what they're saying. These kids are soft, these kids are punks, and all of that stuff. And I'm not going to say it's right. I'm not going to say it's wrong. But what I am going to say is, parents, what have you taught your kids? Have you taught them to be so sensitive as to shoot a person because a person won't do an exchange for them? Have you taught them to be so sensitive to where you shoot a person because y'all in a car accident? Have you taught them to be so sensitive to where if they get in an argument, now, somebody's going to listen. He's going to say, oh, he's saying it's the parents' fault, and we're bad parents. He's calling us bad parents, and he's a great parent. I ain't said nothing of the sort. I have days I have to put this 10 and a half right up my kid's ass. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because everything taught sometimes is not followed, okay? But nonetheless, you're still teaching. And when you're looking around and you're seeing 14 and 15-year-old kids, so eager to take a life, first off, they don't know what life is. They don't know what life is. How can you take a life when you don't know what life is? You haven't lived. You haven't begun to live. You have yet begun to live. So how do you take a life so easy? These are the things that we need to look at. And we need answers. We need answers. We as a whole, we as a collective community, we need. One of the things we need to stop doing is waiting for these politicians and things to save us. Oh, Obama didn't help us. Oh, you know Trump's not going to help us. And who gives a flying drop of monkey crap? It is, what can you do to save yourself? What can you do to help yourself? That's what you're looking for. That's what you're trying to do. Quit looking to these people. Quit hoping these people are going to help you. This is one of the things I think is messed up. And we got to be real with ourselves, because until we can be real with ourselves, we can't be real with these kids. And because we're not real with these kids are basically, you know, turning a deaf ear to us. Because at this point, you become a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? At this point, you become somebody they don't want to listen to. You know, why would I listen to you? You ain't got your crap together. You don't have yours together. I'm not about to listen to you, okay? And we have that going on left and right. So you have the people saying, you know, it's a divide between the young and the old. And I'll agree that there is a divide. But a bridge can be easily built if we were to sit down, be honest with ourselves first. Then we can be honest with these kids. But if we don't do so, if we don't do it, what's going to happen is it's going to further drift. And before you know it, you know, the war won't be just, you know, kids killing kids, you know, for whatever reason. They'll be walking the doggone house killing us. Okay? They'll be walking in the house killing us. Okay? I'm trying to read something here, y'all. Forgive me. You know, I have so many windows open on these screens. Gerard. Gerard said, brother, listen to this music. These kids are amped off this shoot, shoot, smoke, smoke music. They said they try to live the music and don't survive. This is why it is a plan. They shove this music on kids, then they act it out for real, for real. And I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to debate that fact. What, being an artist, being a musician, I can sincerely say over the past 10 to 15 years, things have gotten through and become a part of popular music that otherwise would not have. You know, I mean, you have these people, you know, allowing this stuff to get through when just yesterday, you know, they was forcing you to put a sticker on your record if it had a cuss word. Now, what they want to shove at you is a bunch of little kids. First off, little kids, 15 to 16-year-olds, talking about how much drugs they doing, how many people they killing, and who all they screwing. So, Gerard, hey, I'm going to ride out with that. I'm going to say you have a point. You have a point. And I'm not going to say that it's not a plan. I'm not going to say there's not a plan. Republican, Democrat, whoever the case is, I am not going to say that this isn't a plan that was concocted and has been successfully working to where, first off, you know, you started with the welfare system where you got all the guys out the crib because, you know, in order for the lady to get the food stamps and all of that stuff there, she can't have a guy. Okay, so you got the guy out the crib. Okay, well, how manly are you viewed, you know, to your child or to that child, you know, that's living in that home if the young lady can turn around at any minute and tell you to get out? You know, this ain't your place. You don't own anything. okay? So you started right there, and you started with the whole respect thing. You took the respect out of the home. So there was no respect for the father, no respect for the mother. You know, so you got a bunch of wild kids. Bunch of wild kids. And these wild kids are going to get their lessons from somewhere. They are going to get their education from somewhere. Somewhere, somebody is going to feed into their need to know whether it be good information or bad information. And as a result, what you'll get is what we have. Okay? So the question remains, you know, what are some of the reasons, you know? And I mean, I still can't just grab. I mean, I see a lot of things where people saying, you know, about, you know, God, you know, kids not fearing God and you know, nobody believing in God and things of that nature. And, you know, initially I was kind of like, oh my God, that's the safe answer. Everybody, let's go to it. But then when I actually sat back and I thought about it, let's think about it like this. Have you ever saw this? If you ever saw this movie called The Village, basically The Village, they took these people. They came up with a plan to live basically in this wilderness, and they lived like, you know, 18th century, you know, farming and things of that nature. Well, they concocted this whole rumor and legend of some type of outside beings in the woods. So the kids were scared to go into the woods. If you go into the woods, these beings are going to get you. But that was to keep the kids from going too far in the woods where they'll come out on the street in real civilization. But that's how they kept the kids in check. Well, I think once upon a time, we were kept in check by religion. You know, kids going to church Sundays, learning thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, you know, thou shalt not covenant thy neighbor's, you know, goods and things of that nature. You learned this, and you had a fear. You understood that there was a heaven. You understood that there was a hell, you know. And who was it? I think Lacey, I think it was Lacey, said about consequences of action. So you know that good kids went to heaven. You know the bad kids went to hell, okay? So now you had this information. So with this information now is how you kind of, you know, reacted and responded. You know, you didn't want to go to hell, so let's not do anything bad. You know, even though as a kid, you're going to do something bad, but, you know, ultimates, you know, like killing, stuff like that, you know, those weren't the things that kids were doing. So fear of God, you know, having a fear of something is better than a fear of nothing, okay? You're talking about, you're not afraid of your mother, you're not afraid of your father, you're not afraid of the police, you know, you're not afraid of anything. You are that wild child that can end up doing harm to others or causing someone to do harm to you. Okay? So now with having religion, you know, in the fold and you're afraid, you know, it kind of made you fall back, right? Well, now not having it, you know, let's examine. You know, you look around and no one's going to church. I mean, I won't lie, you know, I see church as corrupt. But I mean, hey, going all the way back, you know, to Roman Catholic, you know, it has always been corrupted, you know. But today, I think kids see it more corrupted than we saw it as kids. And again, because they're viewing, you know, the parishioners, you know, pastors, you know, and all this as hypocrites, they're not attending. They're not attending. They're not afraid. The only time you're seeing most of these kids anywhere near a church is for a funeral, you see? So because they're not afraid, religion is not keeping them in check. You have a wild. You have the wild child, wild children. So it becomes then, how do you keep them in check? Because, I mean, the reality of it is, you know, I use the analogy for my kids. You know, my kids used to talk about how strict I was and everything, and I had to break it down, you know, and explain, you know. I use our dog. You know, we got Brutus. Brutus in the yard. The gate is kept locked. so Brutus don't get out. This is so Brutus don't get out and someone does him harm, or he gets out and does someone harm. So we have those perimeters, i.e. that yard, that fence, to keep Brutus in check. Stay in this yard. Don't go out of this yard. Well, I mean, the same thing works for your kids. Perimeters. You know, what do you use to keep them in check? And that is the, that is, I won't say the concern. I would say that is my observation. My observation is these kids are afraid of nothing. Live fast, die young. They are not afraid of anything. They're not afraid of the police, not afraid of the teacher, not afraid of the parents, not afraid of each other. They're not afraid. And therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem. You can't be so fearless. You can't be so fearless and it not be detrimental to you. Let me read one more, and I'm gonna get y'all some music. My man Wilder says they need God in their life. No man can love God and harm his brother. Going back, you know, and it's not to get spiritual or anything like that on you. It's not to force religion on anybody. I'm just saying that if kids had something to keep them in check, would that be better? Would that be better? Not having something to keep them in check is what we have now, and we see how that's going. Hey, I'm going to be back, y'all, okay? Stay right there. Listen to Grit Grind, Lawless Radio. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. I am here. You can catch LSO on Mondays. You can catch the Unchained Crew on Tuesdays. Hey, I hold down the Unchained Crew, so y'all get me twice a week. Hey, I'll be back, man. Y'all stay right there. It's Lawless.
You know, it's sad when one believes they can only find peace in death. It's even sadder when one takes their own life to find that peace, 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 find that peace.
Find myself
partner gone, grandmama gone, granddaddy gone, I'm all alone. I really just wanna go home. With these, leave me alone. Trapped in a place where I can't be free. Mentally, where I don't need to be. And I see some things that I ain't need to see. Not for you to take heed to me. I caught the gun so easily. Said a prayer and then hit me. Apologies to my good and Steve. Leaving y'all with this tragedy. I take a breath and I smile inside. Just cause I see peace ahead. I put the barrel inside my head. Hope and pray that y'all find me. Y'all find me. Y'all find me. Ain't no reason to lie. Lie. I'm just ready to die, die. Ain't no reason to lie, lie. I'm just ready to die, die.
Teacher had to stay, and we all went home at the end of
violence.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's at?
mobs, where my motherfucking mobs, where my motherfucking mobs, where my motherfucking mobs at? Where my mobs, where my motherfucking mobs, where my motherfucking mobs, where my motherfucking mobs at?
Where the mobs at? Where the squads at? The chopper got us with the drop of copper hard at. Where the guards at? Where the blocks at? The neighborhood, street, avenue, project. Where my GDs, BDs, MCs, and Moes? Where my BGs, VLs, unknowns, and souls? Where my Lat Kings, SDs, Ambrose? Where my Blackstone niggas and all my foes? Where my Larry Hoover niggas? Where my Jeff Ford? Where my David Boxdales? Where my Woolly Lord? Where my niggas reppin' the six, reppin' the five? This for my niggas in the pen and my niggas that died. This is why we gotta come together fast, Doc. And each block put on lock like a padlock. Protect the community and we get that fast guap. Then we can go deal with all these niggas killin' ass cops. Where my mobs at?
Where my motherfucking mobs at? Where my mobs? Where my mobs at? Where my mobs? Where my motherfucking mobs at? Where my mobs? Where my mobs at?
A report cited the 2014 death of Laquan McDonald, an unarmed black man shot 16 times by police, calling it the tipping point for community anger. The task force found police here have shot blacks at an alarming disproportionate percentage over the years.
Hey, yo, DA, why you asking where the mobs at? Cause I sound stupid if I ask you where the cops at. Or should a nigga say the ops at? That kill niggas every day on your and my set. I think it's time for us to stop that. Cause we done asked for justice, they could give us something, but not that. This where the bullshit stops at. Kill one more nigga, and niggas ain't gon' pick it, niggas gon' pop back. And why the hell you keep attacking us? Cause we the ones without a country or a military backing us. That's why you easily squeezing, blasting us. You out here masquerading niggas, and we see it, believe we had enough. So all my people and my folks, my Crips and my blood, east, west, south, north, my niggas, what's up? We need the fruit on they post, Black Panthers and Cubs, but mostly we need the street soldiers to step the fuck up. So where my mobs at?
Where my motherfucking mobs?
Where
my mobs?
East side.
Where my mobs at? Where my mobs? Where my motherfucking mobs at? Where my mobs?
North side.
Where my mobs at?
Killers and drive-bys. Back in 94, I damn near died. I had to fight to stay alive because of a drive-by. Then they took my baby daddy life back in 95. It made me so sick, all I did was get high and cry. And that's the Lord's lie. Now let's switch to 96 when that evil bitch snitched on some jealousy shit. My crib got hit, I got 4 years. I'm standing in front of the judge, damn near in tears. Mom and dad, please take care of my kids. Your oldest daughter about to go do this bid. But this is my price for living in sin. This is my life for living in sin.
It's enough to make a grown person cry. On my knees, head to the sky, asking God why. Been a struggle to survive. I feel like giving up. Let your light guide, Lord. Like giving up, let your light guide. daily.
Independent musician? How would you like to have your songs played on hundreds of radio stations just like the one you're listening to right now? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com, radio promotion for indie musicians.
This is your boy Jay's Verse from World Mob ENT. You know, Mr. I Get It.
We get money,
you know,
dollars.
When I'm checking that music that's hot for the streets, you know, them independent artists is burning it up.
Burning
There's only one place
up.
I look. It's TL and Lawless Radio.
TL and Lawless
that's
Radio.
Right. I said my station.
My
TL
station.
And Lawless Radio.
Hey, I apologize for that right there, man. I don't know what happened. Blog Talk had something funky going on, man. I couldn't get in, so y'all got inundated with music, man. I don't know what happened, but as I keep saying, we are looking for another platform. I do not like when that happens. All right, y'all. Oh, let's look. Oh, wow, get out, y'all. The eclipse is happening right now. The black hole. We're viewing the black hole. Okay, I can dig. Hey, but I'm back to talking about what we were talking about, and I want to read some of the responses. Angel say, look at the home. Okay, see, we're back to the same thing, religion again. It said, look at the home. Well, I'm sorry about that. It said, look at the home. No one is going to church, so these kids don't have no one praying for them. Les says, our sister, they can have us wipe ourselves out, and it starts with the kids. Then it goes to homosexuality. Woo. Okay. Kayla says, I think our children need strong people to talk who are not afraid of being real with them. No one is taking responsibility for our community, so our children don't have proper leadership. Okay. And I'm going to read this one here, and I'll probably try to get to some more, y'all. But Anise says that these weak-ass fathers not around to show these boys how to fight, so they coward-ass go right for a gun when they get mad. So it's more emotional. The more and more, you know, you look at these situations, it seems more and more about my feelings. You know, I'm upset. I'm mad. I'm sad. I'm whatever it is. And the way that I correct this is by getting a gun. You see, this is the way I show you that I'm mad at you. This is the way I show you that you have be wronged me. This is the way I do it. By grabbing this gun and this instantaneous action with a long-lasting effect. And it's not being it's not being seen by the kids as it shouldn't be your first, you know, impulse. I'm sorry. This shouldn't be your first impulse. This shouldn't be the norm. This shouldn't be the let me go for this right now. This shouldn't be that. This should not be that. I'm so sorry to the parents that are losing kids over and over, but the one thing that I get tired of hearing, you know, I get tired of hearing that they're in a better place and things of that nature. That is not how you console anyone. That is not how you console anyone. You're telling them that the person they love is gone, is not with them anymore, but hey, get over it because they're in a better place. I'm sorry. That's not a proper consoling, okay? I'm trying to read some more because I'm trying to not get the same old responses over and over again. Everyone is of the mind state that it is, you know, it's more of a cowardice. You know, kids are all cowards, and that's not what I think. You know, I mean, yeah, I'll say that plays a part in it too, but there's a mentality that goes along with this, that has to go along with this. You see what I'm saying? There's a mentality that has to go along with this for you to immediately think that the end result is to take someone's life because they have angered you, or for whatever reason. Because I mean, the bad part about it is it's not always as simple as you know, they've wronged you. You have people just shooting people because they can. I got a gun. I can shoot you. Pow. You see what I'm saying? It's not that simple. And it's being made to be that simple, but it's not. It's not. And again, the question still goes to how? How do we fix this? How? How did we get here? No, I mean, I'm gonna leave y'all. I'm gonna leave y'all with it because it's starting to count me down. I don't know what in the world happened, but it did. So I'm gonna bid y'all good night early because it's freezing. The system is freezing again. The system is freezing again. So I'm gonna catch y'all back here next week. It's lawless.